Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Well, Cincinnati improves to 8-1 when shooting 50% or better from the field. It was a Big 12 high in both field goal percentage and three-point percentage for the Bearcats today. They had it going on against BYU. 84-66 is your final score. We are back courtside at Fifth Third Arena here in Cincy with BYU head coach Kevin Young. Coach, this was not the same team that you saw 2 weeks ago. Certainly they had a week of confident shooting between UCF on Wednesday and BYU today.
Yeah, credit to them. I mean, you know, James and Thomas were incredible display of shot making. So you got to give them a lot of credit. And then, you know, for me, it was, you know, our offense really let us down in the second half. You know, put up, you know, even honestly, like first half, the fact that we were up three going into halftime, I thought was pretty incredible given how the game was played out with the shot making display that they put on. And then, you know, they just kind of turned our water off in the second half. So we got to really examine that in the film. But, you know, disappointing effort by our group in the second half for sure.
What you think jumps out at me as I look at that stat sheet was the rebounding, particularly offensive rebounds, just three offensive rebounds for you guys. I know that's a big part of your identity and the second chance points. What are you seeing out there that's making it difficult for kind of the team to get those offensive rebounds, second chance opportunities?
You know, I thought they were the tougher team tonight. You know, I think sometimes, you know, as coaches, you know, we want to scheme for everything, but, you know, sometimes it's between you and the guy that's in front of you, you know. And I thought tonight they kind of wanted, you know, some of those toughness plays more than we did. And that part's disappointing because we talk about rebounding ad nauseum with our group, so we got to be better there.
What did you like about the group in the first half? You said you were maybe a little bit surprised to have the lead, which you did. But what did you think the team did well to earn that lead in the first half?
I mean, we caught a rhythm, you know, offensively. You know, Yegor was getting downhill. I thought there were some nice things happening there. You know, Dawson made some shots. But, you know, in this league, you know, which is such a competitive league, you know, you can't let up. You know, you got to continue to, you know, push the gas. And I felt like there was some let up in our group in the second half. And not only that, but you got to be able to respond, you know. And we were struggling with, you know, credit to, you know, Trey Stewart, Mihailo, and that second kind of group, and Cannon, you know, that I put in there. They, you know, I thought we were going to be able to, you know, felt like they were going to be able to bring us all the way back there for a minute. But those guys came in and played really hard, changed the game with some of the shot making. So that was a one positive takeaway from the game.
Yeah, helped you guys on a really nice run. I think at one point it was maybe a 15-4 or 14-5 surge with those guys on the floor. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get some closing comments with BYU's head coach, Kevin Young. It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show from Cincinnati. BYU Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. More with the coach from Cincinnati after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Sellout in Cincy today, 12,217 at Fifth Third Arena. The home team goes away victorious. Final score today is 84-66, Bearcats over BYU. Time for our Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. BYU came into today, Coach Young, turnover percentage about 18, so 19% is not necessarily a killer, which is what it was today, but they were 2-1 since he was on points off of turnovers to the turnovers. They had 24 points off your 12 giveaways today. I thought that was a pretty big stat.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, the turnovers, the live ball turnovers are the ones that kill you because they usually end up in a bucket on the other end. So, I think offensively sometimes we can be a bit of a double-edged sword. I mean, we like to play with pace. We like to play in flow. You know, I don't love calling a ton of plays because I think it slows us down. And sometimes the game can get ratty when that's the case. So there's a fine balance of being able to, you know, have confidence in what the guys are doing kind of just on their own versus trying to, you know, imprint my, you know, thought on the game relative to play calling. And so got to continue to find a balance there. We can't play fast and you know, with pace if it's going to mean turnover. So there is definitely a cost benefit that comes with that.
You mentioned that second group and Mihailo. I know it's hard to find minutes, but when he does play, I've been impressed lately with him. And I think it's just kind of an intriguing wrinkle that he brings at that five, that he's, you know, he's big enough to guard down low, but he's kind of plays like a guard, and it seems like it spreads the floor a little bit. Is that something you're looking at? Is it situational, or have you been pleased with what Mihailo's brought lately?
Yeah, I have been. You know, it's tough, you know, like you said, trying to find minutes. I mean, he can play the four. He's better at the five, you know, and so, you know, tonight he was able to give us a spark. But, yeah, I mean, he's been on my mind a lot. We used him a lot in the practices leading up to this. He was a guy I wanted to play in this game. Didn't think he was going to have to be out of a break glass in case of an emergency moment. You know, could have gone to him sooner. But, yeah, I'm definitely analyzing, you know, our five spot and particularly how he can work his way into getting some more minutes.
Well, Coach Young, after maybe the top 2-3, you could maybe throw Iowa State in as a fourth team. It's kind of a slugfest right now in the middle of this conference from, you know, five, even you could even say down to, you know, down to 15, since he was one of those teams before today, for example. This league is just it is a grind day in, day out, and every day you're seeing a team or two that you didn't think was going to win a game come out on the winning end, and the surprises aren't surprises really anymore.
Yeah, I mean, every night is a night that can go either way, and so that part, you know, definitely makes it fun. You know, makes it excruciating at the same time. You know, just the joy of winning is great, and the agony of losing. But that's part of being able to you know, manage this thing. And you know, we have a good opportunity at hand to stay on the road here and go to West Virginia against a team who's you know, they got a dynamic guard who's going to be a handful for us, and we got to find a way to you know, slow him down.
You're talking about Javon Small.
Yeah, he's a great player.
Yeah, and it's Morgantown Tuesday night for you guys. What a great challenge, though, to try and get the road split here.
Yeah, and you know, that's our focus, and that's what we talked about. You know, basically after the game, there's some things we can clean up from tonight. You know, tonight was you know, they had it going, obviously, but. You know, we got to be able to regroup. You know, we have this is a huge opportunity to put ourselves in a good spot going home, and we need to take advantage of it.
Well, we look forward to next week, Coach. Thanks, as always, for the time.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Young, and that will do it for BYU basketball on this